Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Capital One Orange Bowl Media, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Lots been happening around here. It's been an exciting day, and probably nothing more exciting than Nick Saban showing up here now as a member of the media. And Crowder denied entry because he wasn't wearing his credential. So that's kind of been like the biggest story from here today, but a lot's been happening. And now Dennis Dodd is sitting across from me, national college football writer for CBS Sports. He joins us here at SEC Media Days, again, part of our Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Dennis, appreciate you taking the time. Do you have any issues getting past security?
No, I do. I do, in fact, have my credentials. But how about the irony of that? Nick Saban being denied access. Did he play the "Do you know who I am" card? That's what I want to know.
It's exactly what I want to know, because He said it, right? Like, I've never worn a credential in my life. Right. But hey, round of applause for the lady just doing her job, yeah. Right? You know, it's not her job to know who Nick Saban is. Like, you got to have one of these on. If not, you can't get in. That's just the bottom line.
He has actually the two best stories of the day. You know, forget the players, forget the coaches. I guess he was on SEC Network and he said Texas ruled the Big 12. They won't be ruling the SEC, from a coach who got his clock cleaned by Texas by 10 points at home last September. So I thought that was interesting.
Hey, Dennis, I played for Nick Saban. Confidence is not a thing he lacks, I would say.
No, you're absolutely right.
anything big happened today? I know there's a lot of discussions about maybe some future teams coming to the SEC. Being from Miami, that's something that I think everybody kind of has their eye on. SEC commissioner was pretty adamant that he's not in the recruiting game. There's, of course, a big decision that we're all kind of keeping an eye on here. Has that been, as you've made the rounds today, what you've mostly been talking about? Or has it been just the excitement of the college football landscape changing a bit?
No, it's been pretty quiet overall, frankly. But on that particular subject, yeah, it's kind of the undercurrent discussion in college football. Where is Florida State going to end up? And right now, that's an open-ended question because nobody knows. The Big Ten doesn't want them. The SEC doesn't want them. I think their fans would openly revolt in the streets if they went to the Big 12. There's one administrator, TV executive, let's put it that way, TV executive told me, what game would you watch with Florida State and a Big 12 team in it right now? And I went, yeah, I get it. I guess I know what you're saying. But can you imagine Florida State playing in the snow at Iowa State in November? I mean, that's what we're talking about. So I guess my point is, if you're going to do this, have an end game before you even start the discussion. Florida State has no end game.
And like, I don't see the benefit of them going from the ACC to the Big 12 right now. Like, it just, at this point, it feels like almost a lateral move. Like, as you said, the goal should be either if they're going to leave, it should be the Big 10 of the SEC for them. It's just a matter of whether or not those conferences want them.
Well, the money would get them closer, and that's what they've said from the beginning. They want to be closer to the SEC and Big 10, so the money they would get, if indeed private equity kicks in there, would get them closer, and they'd have better access. Remember Bobby Bowden in 92 had his choice, picked the ACC because it was easier to win, and that would certainly be the case in the Big 12. Not so much assured in those other leagues. You'd have better schedule strength. You wouldn't be assured of getting in every year, I guess.
And Dennis, I'm an SEC guy. I went to UF, so let's get back to a real conference. With Nick leaving Alabama, I remember when I was getting recruited, that was 2001, 2002, Alabama was not good, and I'd even look at their offer. And then Nick goes there when he leaves the Dolphins, and he gets them back to a powerhouse, and now he leaves. It was Georgia, Alabama. Those were the powerhouses. And, you know, LSU was coming up. Ole Miss was coming up. You know, double-digit win seasons. Tennessee looked good. Missouri had a double-digit win season. How is the SEC swing now? And now you add Oklahoma and Texas. Like, do you think the SEC swings a little bit, especially in the West with Alabama?
Well, there's no more West, first of all.
No more divisions.
No more divisions. Yeah. So I think the first question has to be answered on that is, well, what's the tiebreaker for second and third place? But no, look, it becomes a better conference with Texas and Oklahoma. You could make as much case as, you know, how are those two schools going to get ready for the SEC as how is the SEC going to get ready for those two schools? Because randomly, Texas is going to pop up on somebody's schedule where they would have been playing Mississippi State, for example. I think Texas has a shot to win the league. I don't think they will. I think they'll finish second. But I think they're more prepared than Oklahoma now. But look, this is a lifetime decision. We can talk about 1 year, but what does it look like 5 years down the line? It just adds depth. And that's why I'm pretty sure the SEC and Big Ten commissioners want to expand this thing, the playoff, as soon as possible, beginning in 26 to maybe 14 or 16, because it accommodates all their teams. It's not going to be more large teams from Conference USA, you know that. It's going to be more teams from those two leagues. So that's what a lot of this is about.
I was hoping – I'm an FIU Panther, so I was hoping it would be for us.
Hey, Dennis, USF might squeak in there.
We're just
Let's talk about the other team. Again, Dennis Dodd is joining us from CBS Sports. Let's talk about the other team. We're a radio station based in Miami, the flagship of the Miami Hurricanes. A lot of hype surrounding this Miami Hurricanes team. I know it's not an SEC team, but they're hoping to be in that conversation once we get closer to the college football playoff this year. Are you impressed by what Cristobal has done down there, especially NIL started and it kind of seemed like the Canes were at the forefront of it? We all know that. But as far as this offseason specifically, they feel like they should be finally competing for the ACC. Haven't been able to say that too long with the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, I think that's a good word, in the mix, in the conversation, competing. You don't hear that, I think, in the offseason. I think everybody's still conditioned to say Florida State and Clemson. But you're right. He did well in the portal. I love the Cam Ward acquisition. Absolutely love the Damian Martinez acquisition. Restrepo with a school record, 85 catches, short up the offensive line. But 7-6 is 7-6, and you got to get to 10-2 to start thinking about winning that league. You know, they could. I think this is a key year for Mario. I had him when I did my hot seat rankings last week. I do them annually. I had him right in the middle. You know, could go either way. I think we know that. But the arrow is definitely pointing up at Miami. You know, we'll know pretty darn quick. That's a referendum game in that opener against UF, because the fortunes of whoever loses that game are really going to be significantly impacted. And that coach, I think we know, is going to take some after that game.
A lot on the line on this show, too. Crowder's a Gator.
Yeah, there you go.
Our host, Mark Hochman, who's off, he's a Miami Hurricane. And yeah, you just lapped off the FIU Panthers. So I have no skin in the game there, but a lot on the line in this show too, Dennis.
Dennis, I'm glad you brought up that that Florida Miami game, and you kind of alluded to why I wanted to ask you about it, because I'm racking my brain here. Like, as far as Florida Miami matchups go, it feels like for the first time in a long time, this game has actual stakes, not so much as, you know, the trajectory of what that single season might have. I mean, Florida's not a national title contender right now. Miami's probably not. But as far as the direction of where they want to go with their head coach, and Billy Napier's got to be the guy with the hottest seat in the SEC.
Yeah.
That's such a huge game for them, but you also alluded to crystal ball as well. Is this the Florida-Miami game for the first time in a while that has this kind of stakes?
It's kind of a loser-leave-town match, if that makes sense. I mean, yeah, it's going to be great for the winner, but I think it means more for Billy than Mario, because Billy, look at that Florida schedule. I defy anyone to look at that Florida schedule the next 2 years. They will play, as currently situated, if you look at the polls, 8 ranked teams each of the next 2 years. And I had one person who does scheduling a few years ago. To me, it's the toughest schedule he'd ever seen.
Wow.
I think going forward, and I think it continues into 26 as well. The single toughest, one of the single toughest schedules he'd ever seen. So that's not a good thing for Florida, which is frankly trying to rebuild and get itself back. I think more at stake to me for Florida and Billy than UM.
And Dennis, being a Gator and all, and I do all the podcasts. You know how media is now. I do it all. And I said recently on a podcast, I'm like, I want them to throw DJ in there, DJ Lagway. Like, I've seen Graham Mertz. Graham is not a bad player, but I don't see Graham taking us to that next level. I don't see Graham winning the SEC. You let me know if I'm wrong, but I would rather the young guy get the work than the old guy just win 7.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I don't think we've seen much evidence that Graham Mertz, who's a neighbor, by the way, I can look out my office window at my house and see his house in the next development. Wow. I know his dad. I go out to eat with his dad. I know the family. But yeah, I get what you're saying. And there's going to be more calling for that if they are losing early on. If Graham Mertz can get them going, then it won't. But you're absolutely right. Lagway would be in there.
Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. He's the national college football writer. It's my first time in Dallas. Dennis, do you have any? I've been asking people to text in. I asked Crowder, who visits Dallas often as well, where I should go. He told me Papado.
Papado's a chain. Papado's fine, but you can go down I-35 and hit about 10 Papados before you get to Brownsville. Go. Pick out your best barbecue place. Get recommendations.
Yeah.
Big barbecue place.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas, obviously. Downstairs at Bob's. Bob's the best steakhouse I've ever been to. They've got...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gosh, where are the locations? Carlsbad, here, out on Lemon, near Love Field, and it's special.
Okay,
if you get a chance.
Wow, that's lofty expectations there, though, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Best steakhouse ever. What about we talk a lot about Whataburger on our show?
I don't get Whataburger.
You don't?
Wow. I don't get the lines. Ketchup? I don't get the steak. Ugh, God, no.
Wow.
I just I'm an older gentleman. Let's put it that way. I just had my first garden style in and out in Las Vegas last week at Big 12.
Oh, how'd that go?
And I felt pretty healthy. They wrap it in lettuce instead of a bun.
Yeah.
And that's I'm an in and out guy, but I just don't get Patrick Mahomes. I think built one in Kansas City. That's where I live, and people are going crazy. I don't get the Whataburger thing.
It's divisive, right? Like Whataburger versus in and out, especially here because they have them both.
Yeah. No, they do. You're right.
Okay, so there you go. That's our headline for today. Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. In-N-Out is better than Whataburger.
It tells you what went on here when we're concluding this discussion talking about hamburgers.
Yeah, well, that's what we do on our show. One more thing I have to ask you. The gentleman to your right, my left, the radio station here, they told me they're from Arkansas. They brought a flat-screen TV. He has his PlayStation 5 connected. Today, the NCAA video game comes out. NCAA.
I thought it dropped Friday.
So it drops Friday if you just want to buy it. But if you pre-ordered it, you can play it 3 days earlier. It just dropped an hour ago. I mean, this is commitment over here, right?
Yeah.
Will Dennis Dodd, I mean, you are the guy for college football. Like, will you partake at all in, I don't know if you have a PlayStation?
Yeah. I was that guy. I would get up in the morning and shower and do 128 team playoff and do CPU versus CPU. Then come out of the shower, see how they did.
Just sim it?
Just put another game on. And I played it, obviously. It will be interesting, just like an athlete whose skills diminish 10 years later.
Right.
It will be interesting to see if the skills are still
Look
there
at that.
On the controller.
How many of you guys had Dennis Dodd on the sticks playing NCAA? I love
Dennis Dodd was like a gamer to me.
Not well, but played.
Dennis, thank you. Thanks for putting up for my nonsense as well. Appreciate your time.
Enjoyed it. Really interested to see what Miami does. I'm really close to Mario, so I hope they do well.
I'll DM you some FIU Panthers takes.
I want to stay up on the Panthers.
Dennis Dodd, everybody. We'll take a quick break. More Hockman and Crowder coming up after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.